You've heard me talk about my dog Tucker a lot on this podcast, and it's hard to imagine our family now without the joy that this little field spaniel has brought to our daily lives. That's when we were approached about advertising Superfood Complete on the show, and I said, well, yes, of course. Actress Katherine Heigl has helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, and she is seeing more and more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Dogs across America, just like my dog Tucker, are trying Superfood Complete and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/Zabe and order right now to get up to 50% off your regularly priced order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com. That's BadlandsRanch.com/Zabe today. You know, guys, when you get to be our age, finding the motivation to get back in shape can be hard. It's just plain tough to find a routine and to stick with it. Good news. FitBod is a fitness app that is anything but routine. It tailors your workouts to fit your life, your goals, your gear, and even your schedule, so you can avoid burnout. And FitBod helps keep up your momentum by mixing in different exercises, reps, supersets, and circuits. Best yet, FitBod has over 1,000 demonstration videos, so you can learn the right way to do each exercise. It's time to ditch the boring routines and kickstart your fitness journey. Add FitBod to your workout essentials. Join today to get your personalized workout plan. Get 25% off your subscription or try the app for free at FitBod.me/Zabe. That's FitBod.me/Zabe. Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today.
It's millennials. They don't care about getting stuff right. You've given up on them, haven't you?
Well, yeah. Well, why? Of course. Why wouldn't I?
Oh, I hate him also. Sorry. Oh, look at you.
And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brother. Does he look like a bitch?
What?
Go on.
To channel my inner Clark Griswold, was I surprised when I heard about the blockbuster deal the Bucks had pulled off today to acquire Dame Lillard? Yes, I was as surprised as if I had woken up with my head sewn to the carpet, Jay. Wow! Wow! How you like them apples, huh? I'm sitting here in Milwaukee right now! And it ain't Miami. It ain't South Beach. I can guarantee you that. Fine city, though. Good people. Excellent basketball team. And they got a Greek kid who's pretty fucking good in the middle.
I do love how Giannis didn't really say you better do some shit without saying you better do some shit. That was
right.
Great.
Yeah.
That was great.
He made sure the message soaked in. By going on a podcast that nobody had heard of, and he had never done a podcast before. He is not an easy get media-wise. And he went on this random podcast. He's like, you know, they've got to keep trying to win championship. And it's like, wow, okay. He's keep sending the bat signal out there. So I
you
guess
sound like the guy from Captain Phillips.
I know. It's a shit it's a shit accent. What can I say? Anyway, hell of a trade, blockbuster, three-way deal, and pretty much the Bucks get Lillard for Jrue Holiday. Great player, lowercase g. Gave the Bucks a championship because of the incredible steal and alley-oop to Giannis in game 5 of the NBA Finals. Great guy, married to a soccer player, Lauren. Wonderful couple, did a lot for the community. Same age as Lillard, but a little bit less dynamic, a little bit better defensively than Dame. And he gets shipped out basically with Grayson Allen, the serial Duke tripper.
Oh, God.
And a 2029 unprotected first round pick. Are we even going to be playing basketball in 2029? I have no idea.
God, I hope so.
I hope so too. But, you know, the world's getting crazier all the time, and that's a long ass way away. So who the fuck cares? And a three-way deal where the Suns get to get out of the DeAndre Ayton business with his contract. And we'll see if it works. I mean, look, this is like the video game NBA Jams, right? Where it's 2-on-2, basically. It's Giannis. Yes. And Lillard with a little sprinkling of Middleton and Lopez, and come take us on.
Is Middleton still considered an asset? Because he's been hurt a lot.
Yes, he's a fine player who's been given a, I don't want to say contract. Max deal, but it's a shit ton of money.
Yeah. It's
close to $30, $40 million a year. And nobody's got a poster of Chris Middleton on their bedroom door. Nobody.
Mrs.
Middleton. Actually, the one person who may, believe it or not, Jay, is one Sheryl Crow. Ever heard of her?
Okay, how does her and Chris Middleton... I got to hear this.
Yeah, Sheryl Crow is the Bucks celebrity fan. And it's literally, she has no connection to Milwaukee whatsoever. Not from here, didn't date anybody from here. She said her son was just a big NBA fan, and her favorite player was Chris Middleton, and her son was rooting for the Bucks. So the last several years, including the championship run, every now and then, in would pop Sheryl Crow and her son. Weirdest thing ever, but good for them.
Good for you, Chris Middleton.
Yeah. So anyway, there's a lot to peel back in this, starting with, is Dame really going to be happy? Because, like I said, this is a fine city. South Beach.
Well, he said he wants to go to a team who he feels can compete for the title. And right now, the Bucks are probably the best team in the East.
Right, but he pretty much had his heart set on Miami and Miami
alone. Don't we all, though? Don't we all?
Well, yeah, sure, in theory.
Yeah.
I want to go somewhere where there's no state income tax and I don't have to wear socks. Check and check.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I want to date Holly Berry. Not going to happen now.
God, she's so fine. How does she stay so fine? And why is she not in more stuff? Why is she not doing more movies all the time, Jay?
I think she's got to have a crazy side, though, because
you think?
Always go, how is she not hooked up? I mean, she was with... she's with that guy for like the French guy who she has to pay alimony to, which I love that story.
Yeah, that is funny.
Dave Justice is like, I got to get out of this business. I mean, well, I don't get it. She's breathtaking beautiful.
Stunningly so.
I've seen her up close once too, and I was like,
no.
Shit. Yeah. It was met in D.C. Yeah. Ugh.
She's one of these handful of women that have won the genetic lottery, right?
Yes. Her, Aniston. Yeah.
Cindy Crawford, another woman just took her hot looks and disappeared on us. The hell, and, man.
And I heard she was like really smart too.
I
heard
okay.
that. I'm just
smart but crazy.
Yeah, smart but crazy.
Okay. Let's see. Halle Berry, Van Hunt are not married despite wedding like picture. Boyfriend.
Without even Van Hunt. That sounds like a whitey.
No, it's a dapper dapper brother, a proud bald American with a salt and pepper beard.
Oh, look at him.
Van Hunt.
Handsome couple.
Yeah.
Oh, he's a singer-songwriter, producer.
You know this is what Van Hunt sounds like, right? Hey everybody, Van Hunt here. Yes, I'm dating Ms. Barry, and we are having a wonderful time. Can I get Jay to weigh in on the Kelce Taylor Swift thing?
I could give two shits. I said this is another reason why I couldn't do what we used to do. If they would say we got to talk about Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce, I'd just leave the show. Because it
you'd be like, I have nothing to say. I don't care.
I can't name one Taylor Swift song. Not one. If you played it for me, I couldn't name it.
So you're very anti Taylor Swift then?
No. I'm not anti.
Yes, you are. Because if you are impervious to the number one pop star in the world right now,
to knowing
a single one of her songs, you have coated yourself in a waterproof seal of anti.
No.
Taylor Swift, which is fine, but I'm just trying to figure out why.
I am ambivalent to Taylor Swift, but I heard two guys talking about her, and they said she's on the same level now as Michael Jackson. I said, shut the fuck up. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. No, she's not.
Yeah.
No, she's not. No, there's no, but there's no, no. No.
She's not Michael Jackson.
I mean, famous wise, talent wise, no.
Large part of it is she pulls in very little crossover once she leaves Whitey Land. Like Michael Jackson pulled in 80% of the white audience and 100% of the black audience.
Right.
There are not very many brothers that are into Taylor Swift.
I'd like to meet one.
I'd like to meet one, as a matter of fact. I heard a local radio show here. The guys were going on and on about who's a bigger get for the Super Bowl, Usher, who's going to do the halftime show, or Taylor Swift.
Yeah, but that'd be Taylor Swift.
Right. Well, one of the guys was like, nah, I think Usher's bigger.
No, that's dope.
Well, that's I felt like calling in saying, you know what, it's okay. You're not into her, but you're letting your... You're letting your circles you travel in affect you. Sure, yeah. you don't cross over into. So I was kind of thinking about this, like what acts get the most crossover, and which ones are more segregated, so to speak.
What? Bruno Mars crosses over
big time. Is he black?
I think he's Hawaiian.
He's Hawaiian.
Or something. Yeah.
Yeah.
Who else crosses over? Justin Timberlake.
I would agree on that. Timberlake crosses over way more than Taylor Swift.
Beyonce crosses over.
Right, yeah. Beyonce definitely has 70% of the white girls into her music and going to her concerts. But there is a 7% crossover of sisters who will be seen dead at a Taylor Swift concert.
She's strictly a 15 to 20-year-old icon.
Yeah. What's interesting to me, I don't know, maybe it's not interesting. I don't think she's hot, Taylor Swift.
She's got no ass at all. It's so sad. Billie Eilish crossed up. No.
Billie Eilish, wait, is she still a thing?
She is. I think she used to. But does she
I don't know if she's a thing anymore. Just saying. Anyhow, back on track here. So, how do we get off? Recalculating.
Let's just
get back
on the highway.
We just said hello. We were talking about the Dame Lillard thing. Okay. All right. So, you know, we all want to be in Miami. No Sox, no state income tax, yada, yada. He's now in Milwaukee where he's going to have a great shot at a title. Giannis's veiled threats of, hey, don't just fucking sit around and do something, has been heard by GM John Horst. He's gone out and pulled a blockbuster and really didn't give up a whole lot to get him.
No, not at all. Yeah.
Question is, will it work?
I don't see how it can't. When you have you, I always say to win a title, you got to have two great scorers, and they got two.
Yes. And I think that's what pissed off Giannis. So they got knocked out in the first round last spring.
But he got hurt also.
Here's what I think. Here's how I think Giannis views it, and everyone views certain events through their own lens, right? So, yeah, Giannis got hurt in game two, I want to say. He fell on his back, and he got hurt. I mean, it might have been game three, as a matter of fact. They might have lost game one, whatever. He looked at it like, hey, I got hurt, and I was out for a huge chunk of the series, and none of these fuckers on my team could carry us in the first round, scoring, you know, for a couple of games. They had, you know, there was, we don't have any scores. We got nice guys who are role players and then me. So fuck all that. We need a scorer, and this is the best pure scorer available now, and has been available in a long time.
Right. And Drew Holiday, as good as he is, he ain't cutting it as a number two scorer.
No. Holiday and Middleton would pop up and be that scorer once in a while, but you could not depend on it. And nobody was saying, oh shit, we got to stop Holiday tonight.
Dame, you can put it down for 22 points.
Yeah.
You put you right into the box score.
Yeah. Well, we'll see how they work together. This new coach, and this coach is the guy that definitely Giannis wanted. Adrian Griffin, longtime NBA assistant, has landed not only in one of the best spots you could land in, but also in a fucking pressure cooker, right? Because he has to win. Yeah,
you gotta win.
Right, you've got the job now. If you don't make the finals, you're gonna be the problem. And Jimmy Butler is already saying, "Hey, the Bucks should be investigated for tampering."
Yeah, enough of Jimmy Butler. I saw that too. Enough.
That's great. I liken it to the Bucks pulled a Mr. Chow on Jimmy Butler, where yes, the Heat and Butler locked him in the trunk in the playoffs and knocked him out. Now Mr. Chow has jumped out of the trunk naked with a crowbar and stolen Dame Lillard. Bang, bang, bang. Oh, you want to fuck on me? You want to fuck on me? We just took Jimmy Butler right out of your hands. Suck it. All right. You have a proposal for a TV show. Are we talking about this on the air or off?
I'm talking about it on the air.
Okay.
We've been kicking it around and we finally got the premise down.
This is you and Mark Stern. Mark Stern, the longtime producer for Tony Kornheiser.
Right.
And former colleague of ours at AM 980.
Yes.
Your show, is it titled Facts versus Volume, where one guy just brings logical, factual argument to the table and the other guy yells? Because if so, I think they're already doing that on ESPN.
This is loosely based on something that happened. So loosely as, so I could make up shit, but it's loosely based.
Oh, boy.
So two radio guys meet a porn star who comes into the station to do an interview. they sit down and talk to her for a little bit, and she tells them, like, how shitty the business is, and they just need, like, a good guy to, manage them, direct them, just somebody who's just not trying to take all their money. So she leaves and these two get an idea to go to Las Vegas and become porn producers. But our hook is sort of like Night Shift with Henry Winkler and, God. Oh,
I'll look it up.
Michael Keaton. God, okay. I forgot on Michael Keaton. So we go to Las Vegas, we become porn producers, but we don't take like 70%. We do like 2%, but we're still going to get rich.
2%, but high volume.
Right. So the whole show is how we get all these porn stars to now come and work for us. But we did say eventually it would be a 2-season show, and the end would be us being duct taped and kidnapped and put in a van and driven out to the desert by the mafia who controls porn.
Oh, wow.
So, okay. But it sounds like a funny concept.
It does. First, and I'm going to get into that for a second. First is the movie Night Shift, 1982.
One of the all-time greats.
An American comedy film directed by Ron Howard. That guy's pretty good.
Pretty good.
Right. The film centers on a timid Night Shift morgue employee whose life is turned upside down by a new coworker who fancies himself a free-spirited entrepreneur. Stars Howard's Happy Days co-star Henry Winkler, along with Michael Keaton in his first starring role, along with Shelley Long.
Billy Blazejowski. Billy Blaze Jousty was his character's name.
Right.
And they said they're not going to be pimps. They're going to be love brokers. I think that's the name of the show. Love brokers.
So basically, basically they were morgue workers who became pimps.
Are you telling me you've never seen this movie?
Yes, I'm saying it for those who haven't seen it. You know, this movie came out in 80. Movie came out in 82, Jay.
I was going to but
that's a short 40 years ago, motherfucker.
Well, 40. Major League is 30 and you still haven't seen that.
I'm working on it. Write down. I'm working on it.
Okay. That's fine. I'm working on it.
I'm working
like
on
somebody,
it.
Like your wife came to take your plate. I'm still working on this.
Still working on that. Don't take that away. I'm going to get to that. Yeah. Actually, almost bought the DVD. I was going to watch it, but it's become such a running joke on my
show. Don't do it now. Just don't do it.
Well, at first I said, no, I'm going to hold out and not watch it just to further trigger people that are completely gobsmacked that I've never seen it. But then we decided we were going to do a promotion where we were going to rent a theater and have a screening and have people come watch it with me and give me shit, a little meet and greet at a local theater. Great idea. It requires a lot of red tape and permission to rent a movie, to show it publicly in the studio and blah, blah, blah. And next thing you know, football happened.
Right.
And we decided that once football happened, we're like, this is a midsummer promotion. You know,
and I think you also said I've seen 2 and 3. I've never seen 1. That's even funnier.
Oh, right. It's as good of a troll job as me claiming Godfather 3 was the best of the trilogy.
What? You would be shot for that one. Yeah,
exactly. Also, it's great when there's a clip gets posted on social media, like the final scene where what's his name's legging out the bunt in Major League, and
go to. Tom
Berenger.
Tom Berenger.
And people are commenting, and I chime in with, oh man, what a great scene this was. And those who know go, God damn, you didn't see this. Stop it with this. So, all right. So this would be based on your guy's intersection with Mia Khalifa, who was the porn star who is a DC area sports fan.
No.
Befriended Stern. No?
No. Not Mia Khalifa. No.
Who didn't Stern get to know Mia Khalifa?
No, he got to know.
Oh, it was somebody else, I believe.
Yeah, that he, but.
Oh,
but,
right.
I met one also at the radio station, and we became friendly. Can
you give her name?
Yeah, her name is Draven Starr.
Draven Starr.
Yes.
Okay.
You're looking it up. Yeah.
All right. And who was, there it is right there, pornhub.com. Got to make sure to scrub this search history here tonight. Give it a good old scrubbing. Where's my Comet cleanser for this?
Yes.
And who was.
Hoping that on your work computer.
And who was Stern's porn star buddy?
I can't.
Can't remember?
I cannot remember her name. Damn it.
Text him real quick.
Okay. See if he texts me back.
Oh, well, there you go. She's got tattoos, and she's got black hair.
And I have her in my phone, and she gave me her real name, and I've just never even called her or referenced her by a real name, so I couldn't. I just texted Stern.
Okay, so they said basically, look, I don't mind the work. I'm getting ripped off by essentially my agent / pimp in the business.
Yes. Yes.
Huh. Well, you would think there would be room in the industry if there's great inefficiency. Taking 70% of their money is outrageous. It's usury is what it is.
Right.
You would think there, when there's that much inefficiency, you'd think there would be a semi-legit agent who would take only 25%. And he would get a lot of business, get a lot of stars. But maybe there's other pimps / porn star agents who would then go, hey, whoa, 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 whoa. This is not the going rate for what we do, asshole. And then start threatening him.
And that's where the ending of season 2 would happen. To us being duct taped in the back of a van driven out to the desert.
Oh, my God.
We don't know if we were shot or what, but that would have happened.
Do you think, let's say I could guarantee you would not be threatened physically and you could operate this as your career, could you sleep well at night managing say, a stable of 6 to 8 different porn stars and their different businesses.
Oh, yeah. I'd
yeah,
sleep at night.
Without a problem.
Yeah.
Even though you know they would call you at all times of the night with fucked up, crazy situations. I need a ride. I need you to wire me some money. I've got this guy who's got a gun to my head. The wild swings emotionally, the drug use, they're lying to you, them trying to keep money that you've earned from you because they're going to be that way. You could put up with all that.
As Larry Flint said, porn is a $10 billion industry, and it's not one guy buying $10 billion worth of it. So, yes.
One guy buying it all.
Yeah.
I will say it's, there are a lot of psychologists out there that say it's terrible for men, and especially terrible for the younger so-called incels, the involuntarily celibate men. They can't get a date. They don't ever have any real interactions with women, but they can get what at least temporary stimuli online with pornography. I know it's got a lot of terrible effects. That said, it amazes me the juggernaut it is as a business, because there has already been enough minutes and hours and gigabytes of women doing everything imaginable, right, with their bodies. To other women, other men, you name it. It's all been produced in not just high definition, virtual reality, you name it. And yet they're still making more, Jay.
And right now as we speak today, there's a girl getting off a bus in Vegas looking to do porn.
Right.
Right now.
And they're making more. Why?
Or the Valley.
We don't need any more, you wouldn't think. And then on top of all that, you know, you mentioned just the pay industry. All the free stuff that's out there, there's still people who are like, okay, I know I can get this snippet free, but this girl is my girl. I'm going to go ahead and pay.
like a baseball card. I'm keeping this one forever.
Right.
Not selling it for nothing.
All right. Well, something to think about. Be an interesting TV show. You know, somebody knows Greg Daniels, the creator of The Office, because he once worked at 980, you know that, right?
No, Greg Garcia.
Greg Garcia, right? Not Greg Daniels. Garcia. Greg Garcia.
Yeah, Greg Garcia.
Greg Garcia, who wrote what show is he responsible for?
My Life is Earl.
Earl. Okay.
I came in the last week Garcia worked there.
Wow.
Because I remember talking to Passamano the day I got. You remember Chris Passamano, right?
Yes. I do, yes. Inside baseball. Nobody else does.
Yes. Nobody else does. And taking a tour and him showing me the studio, and Tony was in there. And we opened the door, and Garcia's behind the board. And I say hello. He, you know, I leave. And he goes, that guy's leaving to go to Hollywood. And they were like kind of giggling.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today. You know, we're driven by the search for better. When it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't help you just hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. This according to a recent Indeed survey.
Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support the show by saying you heard about it right here on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Summer concert season is almost upon us, and if you're heading out to a country show, it'll be all about the boots. With seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more, Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there is no in-store experience quite like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges. And they ship right to your door. Go to Tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today. All right, let's talk about the great Brooks Robinson, who passed away yesterday at 86 years old. He was, by anyone's account, a great baseball player, Hall of Famer, but an even better human being. And the stories are coming flooding out of the woodwork. I tried to explain to these Brewer fans here in Milwaukee, Brooks Robinson, the concept of it. And most of them are like, yeah, I know who he is, but I don't really get it. And I said, okay, think of him as your Robin Yount.
I was going to say Robin Yount. I was going to say Robin Yount or Paul Molitor.
Right, exactly. But
Ken Herbeck. That's no. Right. No, that's Minnesota. But yeah.
Brooks Robinson had a unique ability to connect with people, every level of person.
Well, I told you my story like 2 weeks ago, and everybody. Which was?
Refresh my memory.
On my birthday in '86, it was the opening of Marley Station Ball, and my dad grabs me and goes, "All right, let's go. Let's go see what they got." And my dad loves this store called Hamburgers. So he and I walk in, and there's literally nobody else in the store except Brooks Robinson Green.
Oh, right.
Yeah, and like, you know, so I said, but everybody has that kind of story. And I always said, if you're from Baltimore and you didn't meet Brooks Robinson, you didn't try hard enough.
Yeah.
He was very attainable and gave you his time. And he was the greatest third baseman ever, probably greatest person ever. Yeah. Like, nobody has anything bad to say about Brooks Robinson.
No.
Nobody.
No, he's the template for this is how you live life. This is how you interact and be with people as somebody famous. And shit, I don't even know how much do you know how much money he made playing baseball in his career?
Not,
I bet it is a pittance.
Not a lot. And he got taken by some business guys.
Oh no!
After his career ended, so he had like some financial problems, and fans chipped in and helped Brooks out.
That's amazing.
Because he got took by some guy. And you're like, can't do that to Brooks. Also happened to Johnny Unitas. He got swindled by some guys, too.
So many athletes do.
Yeah.
Drew Brees, who we all thought was smart, got flim-flammed on all that jewelry. Remember that story? He sued the jeweler?
I kind of remember that.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah. No, you can Google it. Drew Brees. He had such an image of like a clean cut family man, sharp guy, quarterback. And we all thought he'd be great in the booth. He sucked in the booth. Just like Sean Payton sucked in the booth.
In the booth and sucks at coaching now.
Exactly. But Brooks Robinson, rest in peace. I saw where Jim Palmer cried on the air.
Jim Palmer, another guy who people like to shit on around here because, oh, he's so smug. He's so arrogant.
He's a pretty boy.
But I've met him 3 times.
Nicest he's been great.
Guy.
Nice.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, and I remember calling him the day Mike Flanagan was found dead in his home in Moncton, Maryland. Suicide.
Oh, boy.
And we did like a retrospective that night. And I called Palmer, and he literally was like, I can't talk. I because like yeah. him and Flanagan were like, you know, best friends. He goes, I can't talk. So yeah.
Mike Flanagan, pitcher on the Orioles, late 70s, early 80s, the iconic Orioles teams that won the World Series.
Yes, left-hander, yes. Came from New York in a trade. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Palmer is sort of like Garvey in that he's this, you know, very handsome.
But people like him. People didn't like Garvey. Like, they like Palmer.
Right, right. But a very handsome 70s hair act when it yes. comes to – but Hall of Famer, though. Great ball player.
I was looking at his stats about a week ago because somebody was – I made a point that Grayson Rodriguez is a new Orioles ace. And, you know, people said I was an idiot and I was stupid for saying that. And then somebody said – I said something about when an Oriole. And they said, well, Jim Palmer – asked out of a lot of games. He didn't go the full nine. He had 27 complete games in 1977.
Mm.
27.
Yeah.
27.
Hey, we didn't talk about the Seattle pitcher who bitched about being sent out for another inning and just got roasted.
Yeah, but, well, him and Josh Hader, two big
oh, that's the other one. Josh. Yeah. Okay, so the Seattle guy, do you remember the incident and his name?
Yes, yes. Let me look for
he's
his
got,
name.
He's got a Squidnick little face, and he looks very punchable.
Oh, yeah.
And he pretty much was like, well, yeah, he got rocked in the seventh inning, complained because he thought he was going to be pulled because his pitch
George
count.
George Kirby.
By the way, George Kirby got hit by a baseball last night thrown from the stands while he was on the mound. I mean, that shit's got to stop, people.
I saw that and I was like, well, what did he think? It was a grenade?
Okay. Seriously, though, you don't want to be hit by a baseball thrown from the stands.
Okay.
We're not savages here, Jay. We're trying to have a society.
Okay.
So, yeah. Right. And then, so everyone roasted him, including every ex-pitcher on social media is like, this guy is the worst. You know, it's the ethos of the starting pitcher to say, you got to pry the ball from my dead cold fingers, manager.
It's just, and I get not angry. I am angry at baseball because there were pitchers that would get you to go to a game. Like, yeah. You would go, I have to go.
So-and-so's on the mound.
Like, the first game I remember seeing, I think I was 5 or 6, my dad took me to Memorial Stadium to see the Orioles play the Detroit Tigers, who had at that time Mark Friedrich, the Bird.
Oh, the Bird.
Who became big on Monday Night Baseball because, you know, he had a lot of antics. He talked to the ball. He ran around the mound. And he was like, my dad was like, let's go see him pitch. I can't think of anyone right now who would get me to go to a stadium just to see one pitcher pitch.
Well, because, you know, you're only going to get 6 innings at most.
That's another thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Back in the day, it was like, Jack Morris is on the hill. We got to go see the game. We got to go to the game. You know, Vita Blue.
Nolan Ryan,
yeah. Tom Seaver, Greg Maddux, Dwight Gooden. Gotta go. Jim Palmer. Yeah, exactly. So I dare, I'm just going to say it. Don't get mad at me for saying this. I think it's your year now, the Orioles. I think this is it. I think this is going to be one of those, holy fuck, the Orioles just won the World Series.
I am 90% on board with that.
Wow.
The only 10% I'm not is
the Braves are fucking a juggernaut.
Well, the Braves and the Dodgers are knock off, you know, 8% of that. But the other thing is Ric Flair used to say, bright lights, big city. What are you gonna do when you're on the big stage?
Right.
Gunnar Henderson going to continue to Gunnar Henderson?
Yeah. Now I'm going to have to start boning up on the Orioles lineup and all these kids you've got there. Your Adley Rutschmans, your Garrett Hendersons, your Jay McCanns. God, I hate it when they don't put the first James McCann, your catcher.
He's
an old dude. He's a 33-year-old. Okay, let me click
Adley,
on it.
Adley Rutschman is someone who you're thinking about. Jordan Westberg is a second baseman / third baseman.
Cedric Mullins in center.
Who is the best defensive center in baseball? Heston Kjerstad, who had cardiomyopathy. Is that what it, when you have a...
Oh, yeah. Okay.
He had that, and he missed like a full year.
Yeah.
And now he comes back, and he hits bombs.
I was at the ballpark last night here in Milwaukee to watch the Brewers lose to the Cardinals, but watch the Cubs fuck it up and give them the division.
I feel so. Oh, Stern just texted me. Courtney comes.
Courtney comes.
C-U-M-M-Z. Yes, thank you, Mark. Anyway, the guy who missed the ball, I did feel really bad for him. That's like a Bartman moment.
By the way, that's two M's in the last
name. That's two M's. Yes, two M's.
Oh, there she is. Yeah, okay. Well, Stern befriending.
Like, Stern went on vacation with her.
Get out.
Yes, yes. He went on vacation. Yes.
Courtney, I'm looking at her I'm looking at her work here. Courtney Cum swaps up. Courtney Cum gets a Courtney Cum get. Okay, let's just move on from this. So back yes. to the cold shower that's baseball. Yes. So this guy Seiya Suzuki, who fucked it up in right field for the Cubs. After the game, through his interpreter, someone asked about, well, was it stuck in the, did you lose it in the lights? And he said, well, you always have to be aware of that, but I'm not going to use that. I'm not going to say that because then it'll sound like an excuse. So I'm not going to say it. And I'm like, too late. You just said it. You should have just kept it as I misplayed it. Fuck. What can I do?
Playing baseball's hard.
Hell yeah, it's hard.
It's hard.
And what does the ball do when the pressure is the greatest? It seeks out the weak link of the nine men or boys on the field. It's a cruel game in that way.
It is a kick in the nuts. I do remember. I remember a game in. Oh God. It was in a tournament, like 13-14, and we were one out away from winning. If we didn't win it on this day, we would have to go to the losers. We had to go to the losers bracket, and fight again. And we are one out away, and I'm just giddy because I'm like, we're about to win. I'm at second base. I can still see it. Ball hit the third. This kid who we weren't really sure about anyway. Feels it, throws it over the guy's head.
Oh, no.
Guys, runners on second. What do you think happened next, Abe? Double in the gap. We lose.
Yeah.
Or single into the gap. And I'm like, oh, fuck this.
Yeah. Baseball's cruel that way. All right, we're running late here, so let's go ahead and get a wrap on this. Before we get to FTG, just one more quarter. I'm going to put in your jukebox on the whole Jets and Zach Wilson situation. It's not just that Zach Wilson's terrible. They hate him.
They really do hate him.
Yeah. They really hate him. And I want to probe real quick with you, why do you think they hate him so much? I mean, hate him.
He was taken number two, and he sucks. and he's blonde-haired, blue-eyed Mormon. Is he Mormon?
He is.
Can you go to BYU?
I think he's Mormon, although the whole rumors that came out about him being having sex with his mom's friends because his mom.
The MILF hunter.
Yeah, the MILF hunter because his mom, you know, his mom's quite sporty looking. I think there's two things at work here. One is he's too pretty. You can't be that pretty. The only guy that pretty who's not totally hated is Jimmy Garoppolo. And I think every team that's had Jimmy Garoppolo is slowly getting sick of him. Because he doesn't really impose his prettiness too much. Zach Wilson is both too pretty and he looks like a kid. Like, this is a game for grown-ass men, right? So when they see a guy who looks like a kid, like a snotty frat boy, which he maybe may not, he may be the first one in, last one out, hardest worker, willing to take a shot, they don't care because he looks a certain way. And they fucking hate him. And he's terrible. They hate
and that's the other thing.
They hate their coach for sticking really up bad. For him. Yeah, they hate their coach. Like, Robert Saleh is going to get fired if he doesn't get off of this. They signed Trevor Siemian, who last won a game this week, like 5 years ago, and completely stinks, but he's not Zach Wilson. And then, of course, Kaepernick wrote a letter, which got leaked by a rapper. Hey, how about
that? Well, they haven't helped him by not giving him any receivers. They got the Aaron Rodgers 3.
Right.
And those guys can't get open, so that they kind of hamstrung them with that one also.
But if you watch any of the smart like quarterback analysis guys, and they're all 22s on social media, like Orlovsky or this guy JT O'Sullivan. Are you watching JT O'Sullivan stuff on YouTube?
Who is
Longtime league scrub, but really good breaking down film. He comes out every week with deep dives, 30 minutes of film stuff on 7, 8, 9 different quarterbacks every week. It's incredible the work he does.
You are a deep diving fool. You know so much stuff.
I'm a deep diving fool.
But I said something very dumb about 2 weeks ago out of the anger of the Steelers, and I said Kenny Pickett is no better than Zach Wilson.
You want to take that back? Yeah.
Oh, I definitely got to walk that back. And that was in the heat of Kenny Pickett sucking against the Browns and the Browns and
I hear you.
The 49ers. Yeah.
I hear
you. But there's no quarterback who I've ever seen worse than Kenny Pickett.
It's really.
I'm Kenny Pickett. Zach Wilson. Sorry.
Okay. Here we go. Time to close it out with a rousing rendition of FTG.
I'm not a good guy. I'm the guy.
Fuck that guy.
Fuck that guy.
A lot of candidates this week, Jay. Who gets your nod?
Oh, Ryan Day. Ryan Day is winning the belt. Oh, you bitch made fool. You yelling about an 86-year-old man who probably, doesn't even remember where he was, that he said your team was soft, which, by the way, you guys have been soft for quite a while, too. So I was like, you picked that time to cut a promo.
Did you see Lou Holtz's response this week?
No, I didn't. What did he say?
Yeah, he stood firm. He goes, yeah, you know what? Whatever. I know why he wants to change the subject, because he's 0-2 against Michigan. He just stood his ground. He said, but if you want to yell at me, then go ahead. I'm right here. Good for Lou Holtz. And yeah, Ryan Day, fuck that guy. I can't believe that your boy Keyshawn didn't get it for his claim
you're like it's too low.
It's such low hanging fruit.
Yeah, too low hanging fruit. Yeah, too low. Yeah.
Did you pull your punch because he's an SC guy?
No. I don't even like Keyshawn Johnson.
I know. You said in that tweet, you're like, does anyone even like any of these guys?
No.
And the answer is not in a million fucking years.
Yeah. I mean, outside of their fan bases, nobody likes any of those four people.
They all suck. Undisputed. Okay. My FTG goes to one Aaron Charles Rogers, who this week was on Pat McAfee. And he was, talking about what it's like to watch football from the couch, and said basically watching a whole Sunday in the red zone, which he likes, has convinced him that he's still got a lot left and he wants to play again. So, he's kind of declared that he's not done yet, which is all fine. And going on McAfee is fine. But you know where he came to McAfee from? His house in Malibu.
Oh, God.
Okay, I said, I've seen the house he bought in New Jersey, $18 million on this hilltop with clear-cut trees so you can see the Manhattan skyline in the distance. Motherfucker, you could be propping your reconstructed Achilles up on a cushy pillow at that house and still reporting to the facility for a couple hours a day with a chauffeur to show, hey, I'm not giving up on the season. Come on, guys. Moral support. Instead, he's like, oh, I'm hurt. Fuck it. I'm off to California. Good luck, losers. What a dick. I guess these gold necklaces from guys like Sauce Gardner only go so far in buying a new bromance. So guess what, Aaron Charles? Fuck you. And I know people are going to say, what do you want him to do? I told you exactly. I want him to be there for moral support. Yeah, well,
stay with the team.
Like, give it a month. Give it a month so we can go, wow, Rodgers is still there trying to grind away. I think he knows how bad Zach Wilson really is. And he wants to stay as far away from that as possible.
Yeah, you don't want to get any of that stench on you.
Yeah. All right, Jay, I'm going to start writing some plot lines for your TV show with you and Stern. I think we can make this happen.
I'm telling you, this is going to be a Showtime hit.
All right. See you, buddy.
Bye-bye now.
Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today.